Hardly morning for training, on. You don't mind, I'm sure.
No, look, it's freezing, but sure, it's able to get over now, and sure, all mad, raring to go, leaving for this training session, sure. It's all ticking down now to the big day, so we're all buzzing, looking forward to it.
I suppose it's only football at this stage, isn't it? Just sharpening up.
Just sharpening up. It's not like I can get any fitter now this time of year. All the training's kind of done, and just working on a few basic skills, and hopefully now we'll perfect them now at the weekend.
You probably didn't play as well as you can the last day, did you?
No, I felt we were fairly disappointed now, especially up top. I'd say Dara would say that as well. I know we
were blaming the forwards already.
the backs are always good. I know. We were sloppy enough, I thought, in the first half, especially now where the ball was kind of going to the ground a bit. It was tough conditions, but you know, for our standards now, I think now we're a bit disappointed in luck, but sure, we kind of haven't really played. Got going. We've kind of gone for periods of games over the last couple of weeks now. With in spells where we're going really well, and then we'd pull wide, and we'd be set back then. But hopefully now we'll deliver farms down for 60 minutes or 65 minutes, you know. And yeah,
the big lad got a fist on the ball and put it to the net.
The big lad, yeah, for the one time we were kind of only talking about him. Sure, don't know if you're getting the ball out of the field, you'd be kind of half worrying. But sure, getting in on the edge of the square, and he might do something. But Burner's been unreal now. He's a changed man early this year now, and really flying. And he got the crucial touch now the last day, and kind of which saw us over the line. In fairness,
yeah. I was wondering what's in that cupboard.
Oh, it's only tea. That's all. It's only tea. Not too early of a coffee this early morning. Yeah. That's all. There's nothing special in it now.
Yeah. It was a great goal to get, wasn't it? You could have caught it. You could have tried to catch it, but yeah, you did the right thing, probably.
Yeah. I was actually surprised when I did get a fist on it that the keeper didn't save it, because it wasn't that close to him, you know. Sure, the conditions
I think were he poor. Thought you were going to catch it.
Yeah, maybe yeah. So. I don't know. The conditions were poor, and it's... Days like that, it's worth trying it anyway, you know. Yeah. Didn't work out. We weren't getting a whole lot of ball into our full forward line anyway, so I suppose just a Hail Mary ball in like that is no harm, you know. So has worked before as well, so.
What about Kerry, the Kerry boys now, you know they're going to be good. You're not going to be in any bad team in all Ireland finals. It's about how you play.
Isn't it great to play a team from Kerry up in Crow Park, and you're from Wexford, they're not going to think a whole lot of us, irrespective of who we had bet prior to this. So I think... I don't know, sure. Obviously, their midfield speaks for themselves. If they were starting a Kerry senior football team, sure, they're obviously outstanding footballers. But sure, we have great footballers too, you know. So, who's to say they're not carrying a bit of a tail on the team? Because I know for certain we're not carrying a tail on the team. Yeah. You know, we know if after 15 minutes of none of us are performing, we'll be gone. And the subs that are coming on are equally as good. They just can't get in on that team for whatever reason, you know. Mm. But yeah, that's it, yeah.
Harry, you'd have been trained this morning anyway, because the Wexford footballers are trained at the same time.
Yeah, it's an early start, all right. But sure, it's better to be down here as the preparing for Club All-Ireland. Yeah. Sure, you couldn't make it up, it's absolute dreams,
Which is great coming to training, is it?
Oh, sure, it's brilliant, sure. Even since we go to county, and we're training for Leinster, the buzz around the place is just absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Just everyone's really pulling into it, and it's just momentum keeps rolling from one game to the next, and sure, so have to bring us this far, so hopefully you can bring us one more step.
You know you'll have to move the ball quickly, won't you? You know, these boys won't let you slouch around. Matthew was here as well. Bring him in here, he's arrived. He stayed in the bed longer than you, lads.
He got a bit of a lie-in, yeah.
He got a bit of a lie-in.
No, but definitely, even the last day, we knew ourselves that we probably didn't move as quick as we wanted to, but we were working on it, that you would have to move it quick, that you wouldn't get to carry against the better teams like that, because they're just going to take it off you, and you're going to lose it then. So you have to just move it quick and...
The old conditions didn't really suit the last day, did they?
No,
the greasy ball and
definitely not. You could see that even the way we played, even the most simple of handling errors, simple balls going chest and you're just spilling them yourself. Sure, you never do it, but sure, the conditions and I suppose the big day then as well. So it all just ties in. And no, we weren't great now the last day, but hopefully we can work on it now for the next day.
Great to play in Crow Park.
Oh, sure, brilliant, sure. It's once in a lifetime, especially with your club.
Yeah. You'd be amazed at the size of it when you get on the field.
Yeah, I'd say. Sure, hopefully that'll suit us as well. Sure,
yeah,
we'll
of course.
Young, fast team, so we've plenty of space. Hopefully it'll suit us. So.
Yeah. Matthew, you'll be delighted that he said you've a young, fast team.
I'll take that.
I'm surrounded by big fellas this morning, but then it's easy to be big around me.
Yeah, not a matter. Yeah. I'd like to think of a few more years left in the legs anyway, yeah. But we're absolutely thrilled over the moon. It's a huge achievement for the club. And we're always delighted. You can see the buzz about the parish, whether it's coming out of mass or going into the shop or even the walk on Lachlan Hill there last week.
You're superheroes now, are you?
Nearly are. This is hero status amongst the young people, the young lads in particular. It's magical. It is a wonderful thing to be a part of. And please God, as I say, we can make one more step and sure God will be written in the history books forever then, I suppose.
The two midfield men here with me. How is that ankle, Danny Martin?
It's coming along well. I'd say it was a bit sore now during the week, but by Thursday again it was kind of coming along, and I did a little bit on Thursday night or Friday night, and hopefully do a little bit again here this morning, so I'm hoping I'll be right again. We'll manage.
Yeah, it's a little annoying because you're wondering, is it going to hold up when you out? I suppose it takes, maybe it takes the pressure of the game away from you, does it?
It was funny, like once the ball is thrown in, it was a little bit sore in the warm up last day, same again, and then once the ball's thrown in, you kind of forget about it, and it's just, you know, go fly out for 60 minutes and then manage it after, you know. Yeah. But it's not 100% yet, but it's not going to be 100% with that time frame, so you just have to manage as best you can, you know. But
I'm assuming the two of you will be in midfield. You have a fair challenge, haven't you, on Saturday?
Ah, yeah, but sure, it's relishing the challenge. I mean, jeepers, how often do you get to say you get to play on the Kerry senior midfield partnership or whatever they are? And I think one of them is even going to be captain this year. So, God, I mean, I'm absolutely relishing the challenge, like, sure. Like, I mean, it's something else. Like, I mean, you never think you'd play against. I mean, you might come across the Wexford captain the odd time playing club football here, but you'd never expect to meet anyone outside the county, like in particular All Ireland finalists that played against Dublin 5-in-a-row team. Like, it's deadly. Like, it's class.
Do you have a plan? Do you want win and stay, or do you want go, or have you any particular plan?
We might divulge the plan on live radio. I know we have a bit of a system there that's like that. Sure, look, I mean, if someone's gone...
You have to have a system, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, like, as a team, we have a good understanding. You don't want to pour too many people forward at the same time. Like, you need to be minding the house. So if one of us is gone, the other should stay back. But the lads, in fairness, like Owen behind us is very good at dictating that kind of stuff. And the wing-backs, Beano there as well, very good at calling us back if we look like we could be vulnerable to a counter-attack or anything like that. But it's all about communication. And sure, look, so far, so good anyway. In terms of the defensive, I think our defence has been absolutely outstanding since the Clavon match, I'd say, in the county quarter final. Like, we've been absolutely...
Won't give much away.
No, please God, and sure, hopefully, say one more day, it'll keep going like that now, but I know we've fierce confidence in our defence that the lads will do a job, and like, we'll be able to hopefully see out if we're there or thereabouts in the last 10 minutes or that we'll have a good old platform to springboard off of then.
Well, the best of luck, lads. I hope that ankle does hold up, Danny.
Thanks very much, Liam. No, I'm minded for the week now, and all guns blazing in on Saturday. So,
because you're away from it, you're all up in Dublin.
You'd miss a little bit, but at the same time, you're kind of she get all in the WhatsApp and readings on the news group the whole time. But in a way, you're kind of outside the bubble a small bit. But with James Bouldry, you never get too far away from.
That's true.